Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Nicole, who says, I have a question about Lego. She does say Lego and not Legos, which I think is correct. My two boys, aged 4 and 6, want to spend the majority of their days with Lego, building it, stashing it all over the house, decapitating every Lego figure they own, and I've established the questionable routine of sorting their Legos in divided containers. We have all the pieces stored by type right now. This is a ton of work and upkeep, and I know it's not sustainable, but if all the pieces are mixed together, they can't find what they need, and then they expect me to help them find what they need. What did you do with Lego? Do you sort it? Do you expect your kids to sort it themselves? Do you leave it all to them and it's a huge mess? P.S. I also have a 6-month-old and I already have anxiety about the Lego she is going to find and swallow despite the constant nagging I do about picking it up. Nicole, I have been in this exact place. Legos are so great. I think they are the best toy there is, and my kids are past the toy age now, but we still have Legos in our house and they still play with them if I get them out, but they have their downsides. There's the obvious one, stepping on them. We've all heard that joke. But also babies, and they are a choking hazard, and you do have to be careful. So here's what I would say first about the baby thing. Legos are important enough to the kids who love them that I feel like they will abide by the rules that are put around them. They feel like respect is owed to the Lego, and so they will honor whatever code you put in place for the Legos. Partially because they take them seriously. Their creations are very important and they don't want their little sister getting at them any more than you do. So you can put rules in place like Legos belong upstairs. We did that for a while. Or you can only play with them on the table. We did that. Or in a certain room of the house that you can gate off so that your toddler can't go in. Away from her reach is in their best interest because these things are so fragile. And I have another sort of unpopular opinion here. Hot take, I think it's okay to use crazy glue with the Lego when you're building one of those sets. Harry Potter's, you know, flying witchcraft house that has 7,000 pieces and has to be put in a certain order, and which will break if a slight breeze hits it. And there's much wailing and gnashing of teeth, and it never is the same again. And you spent $75 on that thing. I think a little hot glue is okay no matter what the Lego movie says. But I guess this is sort of my second hot take. I don't love the kits. I think the Lego kits are hard because they lead to you sitting there while they do them. And they need a lot of guidance. And the 8-year-old who really wants the Death Star put together can really not do it without a parent there helping them. And it doesn't allow the sort of open-ended play that I think makes Legos so wonderful. Which is getting back to the point, should you be sorting the Legos? No, don't sort the Legos. The Legos should go in a big bin and everything gets dumped in there because the best kind of Lego play is the happy accident kind. When you dig through stuff, I want to make a bathroom for a summer camp for my Lego guys and I couldn't find the piece I wanted, but I did find this other thing and it kind of looks like a shower head and I did it all by myself. That's Legos at their best. So I think the sorting thing, no, you can't stay on top of that. And it isn't even a an expectation that you and your kids should have around them. I think the digging is the point. I will say we had one of those like Lego pieces of grass, the flat green things, and we did have our figurines stored on them. Once in a while, if my kids were into it, they'd line up all the Star Wars ones together and all the Harry Potter ones together. But even that's not really necessary. If your kids are growing out of the Lego phase, there is a great new program I want to give a shout out to called the Lego Replay Program. You can go to lego.com/replay. This isn't a sponsor. This is a program that Lego has started where you can box up at their expense. They send you the shipping label for free. You box up the Legos. You send them your used Legos that your kids aren't playing with anymore, and they will distribute them to Boys and Girls Clubs and Teach for America locations all across the United States. Sounds like, Nicole, you might be a little far from that. But until then, just get a big thing to dump them in. Encourage your kids to play creatively and not get too rigid about the Legos and keep them off the floor. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us, questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.